The Gemara on Daf A, as well as later on Daf Yud and Daf Yud Aleph, discusses the din daraisa that Arusa Bas Yisrael Ocheles B'Truma. You have an Eishes Kohen, she is allowed to partake of Truma even La'achar Erisin. On what basis indeed is this true? So I have discussed many times that this reflects a very basic Hagdara when it comes to Yishus. We know that a woman is an Eishes Ish after Erisin, but she is still an Eishes Ish who is Beveis Aviyah. All of a sudden now, Lachar Nisuin, she becomes an Eishes Ish who is Beveis Habal. And therefore that's consistent with so many drushos of Chazal, and that is explicit in Parshas Matos regarding Hafaras Nedarim. The Torah describes a young girl that makes a neder. There the Schlis Hafara is that of the Av. Im Hayos Yeliish, all of a sudden now there is Shutvis. Im Beis Ishanadara, that is an exclusive right of the Baal. Hayosi Hiye, that means Eris. And Eris in our sugya, and Kedushin Daf Hei Amad Aleph, that how do we know Kedushe Shtar, Makish, Havaya, Liyatsia, Vaholcha, Vahaisa, Lishacher. And therefore, Havaya, Hayosi Hiye, that is the reference to the Kinyan of Ishus, and that indeed is Erisin. The Gemara tells us, Yivamas Nach Memtes, such a stunning Chiddush of Abaye. There are five different Shitas in Tanaim regarding the definition of Mamzerus, the possibility of Mamzerus even with Isribi, which is an essay alone, five different days, we assume as Shimon HaTimni, it has to be a Kare Sermisa, but five different days in Tanaim, and Abaye says the stunning Chiddush that Hakom Modim, the Ba'al HaNida She'ein Havlad Mamzer. Not true when it comes to Nida. Nida is found in Parshas Arayos. Nida is an Isser Kares and Hakom Odim. How do you know that's true? Such a fantastic drasha. Usihi Nidasa Alav. Because in that context, Usihi means Ishus. Vaholcha Vahaisa Lishacher. There is no Deya that there is no Tfisas Kedushin when it comes to Nida, and there is no Deya that the Vlad is considered to be a mamzer, usihi nidasa alav. The pshuto shamikra is so different. The pshuto shamikra is one would think a nida is an avatuma. And one who has contact with an avatuma now, yes, that is a rishon atuma. Boal nida is an avatuma with a prolonged tuma. How do you know that that's true? Usihi nidasa alav. The status of nida is transferred to him, to the boal nida. But in addition to that, usihi nidasa alav, Abaye says, means that indeed there is Tvisas Kedushin. So Tehi always means the Kinyan of Ishus, Kesev, Shtar, Bia, that's considered to be Erisin. If you're speaking about Nisuin, it means that now in Eishes Ish, but who is? Beveis Habal, no longer, Beveis Abia. And therefore, Im Beis Ishanadara, that's a reference to Nisuin. That's obvious from that sugya. When it comes to Hafaras Nadar and the Sugin Nadar, Madav Samach Vav, Nadav Samach Zayin, the Sugin Yuman Daf Yud Gimel, when it comes to a Kohen Gadol, V'chiper Vado, Vad Beso, Beso Zuishto, Mufurish in Gemara, Erisin is not enough. Beso Zuishto is not met simply with Erisin, but rather you require Nisuin. That's the known Kasha of the Nesivis and Beis Yaakov, Ksuvis Daf Beis, that is Mufurish in Yerushalmi, that you know what? If the wife of the Kohen Gadol will die in Yom HaKippurim, that you know what? He can get married on Yom Kippur. Ah, the Nesivus is Kasha. What do you mean? Nisuin, according to the Rambam, is Yichud Harayu Labia. The Rambam Perek Yud of Hilchos Ishus. And there's Nisa Daraisa, the Rambam, of Tashmi Shamita. How can you have Nisuin? And Nisuin is vital for Avodas Yom HaKippurim because Bechiper Vado Vad Beso Beso Zuishto. Beso Zuishto is a reference to Nisuin. And Rashi writes, Kedushin Daf Yud, oh, this is relevant to our sugi as well. Arusa Bas Yisrael Ocheles B'Truma. Rashi points out that there are two different parshios, two different psukim. In Parshas Emor, though the Torah speaks about Kinyan Kaspo. Kinyan Kaspo is the Kinyan of Ishus, that is Erisin. In Parshas Korach, the Torah tells us, Kol Tahor Beveischa. Whoever is part of the bayis of the Kohen. That is not a reference to Erisin. So Rashi quotes the Sifri that Parshas Emor is Erisin, and Parshas Korach is a reference to Nisuin, because the Kinyan Kaspa, the Kinyan of Ishus, that is Erisin. When you speak about Nisun, it means the transfer. And therefore, it's not so surprising that even though it is obvious to us, what is the Kinyan, the Davar HaKotsu of Yishus, Kesef Shtar and Bia, if I'm going to ask you, what is Nisun? The answer is somewhat vague. Certainly less clear. No, it means that now she's an Ishus Ishu is. But Beis Habal, when exactly does that happen? Yichud, Badeking, Chuppah. What exactly is 5 days in Rosh Hashanah in Siman Nun Hei? What exactly is the Nisuin? Where does that moment of transfer come from? But one understands why indeed that's true. I've often mentioned the Or Sameach Chus Trumas Vav Gimel, Or Sameach writes based on Yerushalmi, that there's another difference between Parshas Emor and Parshas Korach. Parshas Emor only speaks about Truma, and Parshas Korach speaks about Shar Matnos Kahuna as well. And therefore, a chiddush based on the Yerushalmi, our Gemara, Arusa Bas Yisrael Ocheles Betruma. Why Betruma? Why only Truma? Is Truma an example simply of other Matnoskun as well? Or does Truma mean Dafka Truma? So chiddush that or Sameach suggests that Parsha of Emor speaks about Achilas Truma, and that's where the Pasuk writes Kinyan Kaspo. That's Erisin. In Parshas Korach, where you discuss other Matnoskun as well, you need Kol Tor Beveisa. And we would not say Arusa Bas Yisrael Ocheles B'Shar Matnos Kahuna, but rather when it comes to the case of Truma, that is sufficient to have Erisin. Wow, so therefore, it's important in terms of the Hagdara. And Mefurish, Kinyan Kaspo means Arusa Bas Yisrael Ocheles B'Truma. Clearly again from our Sigya, that's a Dindaraisa, a Dindaraisa. But Midrabana, no, Ad Shetikanes L'Chupa. Why exactly is that true? Midaraisa, yes. Midrabana, no. Oh, so the Gemara has two days. Ula is Shemetashke, which fits in so nicely with the Hagdara, no? She's an Ashes Ish at the time of Erisin, but she is an Ashes Ish Beveis Aviha. The Beis Avi is not entitled to eat Truma. So imagine that she is going to have Truma, and she is Beis Aviya. So Shemetashke, that Truma is going to be shared with others who are not entitled to partake. So that was the concern of Ulav, Shemetashke. So Midaraisi, yes. Midrabana, no. You see the Sugya and Afyodah Beis, the Gemara introduces another factor as well. And that is the issue of Simpon. Oh. Shmuel, Rav Yehuda, that you know, good, they had Erisin. But you know what? Yeah, we would like to assume that if there's Erisin, you know, that's going to stick. They're married. She's an Ashes Ish. But maybe we have to be concerned of Simpon, of Mumim. You know what? That they had Erisin. But you know what? Maybe subsequently, something is going to surface. It's going to result in Kedushei Tos. And if it's a Kedushei Tos, and she's been eating Truma, so what do you mean? It ends up that a Zara is eating Truma. So therefore, that's the fear. The fear is Simpon. So Midarai Sarusa Bas Yisrael Chalas B'Truma. We have a concern to Rabbanan. Either that she will share with those who are not entitled to, okay? Or maybe that, you know what, Mumim will all of a sudden now be discovered, unbeknownst to the Baal. That could result in a Kedushei Tos. A Kedushei Tos will mean that she has been eating Truma as an Ashes Kohen. And indeed, that's not true. So either because of Shemetashka or because of Simpon, for us, that's a concern. So therefore, Ashitikanes, listen, okay. So Kedushin Daf Hei, Kedushin Daf Yud, we're good. All of a sudden, Kedushin Daf Yud Aleph, something stunning. No, My Binayu. What's the difference between the Shita of Ula, of Shemetashka, and Rashua Brabi Yudah that says it's because of Simpon? Midaraisi, yes. Midarabana, no. But My Binayu. Wow. My Binayu. You know, you see the Kasha of the Gemara, My Binayu, it's like, who says there's anything Binayu? No? Midaraisi, yes. Midarabana, not. And guess what? Machloka Samaraim. What was the Tam HaTakana of Ad Shetikanes L'Chuppah? Was it for reason A? Was it for reason B? So the Gemara says that My Binayu. It's such an unusual Kasha, no? My Binayu. You know, the vast majority of dinim d'rabbanan. Well, of course, they're instituted as a low plug. No? As a low plug? What motivated the Chacham to make that gzera? That's a very important question. But you know what? Bottom line, there is a gzera d'rabbanan. The vast majority of gzera d'rabbanan are instituted as Hey, lo plug rabbanon, a sugin beitz and daf hey, that you know what, batal tam, lo batal takana, if the reason doesn't apply, the halacha still applies, no? Davar shebeminyan, tzarech minyan achala hatiro, even if it's obvious that you know what, but nonetheless, you need a formal process to be able to rescind. So you know what? Midaraisa and Arusa can eat truma. Midrabanan, she's not allowed to eat truma. Why? What's the reason? You're right. You know, the reason could be Shematashke. The reason could be a concern of Simpon. But such a chiddush, the Gemara says that Maybinayu. What exactly is the difference? And you see the sugyan of Arazar and Aflamid, hey? There the Gemara is explicitly. You know, why is it that sometimes you have din and rabbanan, and all of a sudden the Gemara says, what's the reason for the din and rabbanan? And guess what? You have one day after another, the gvina zakum, no? One day after another, like, why the secret, no? You know, you ask me, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu tell me there's a mitzvah? You know what? Maybe an achinami. There's this day, there's that day, I understand. You have a gzeirat rabbanan, and it's such a secret that what was the tam hagzera that the Gemara has to debate? Was it because of A, B, C, or D? Yes, it's Mefurish and Gemara. Guess what? The Chacham would institute gzeiras derabanan, and they would conceal. They would hide the reasons, no? Avodah Zarah Flamed, hey, they were not interested in telling you the reason. Because you know, you're a whippersnapper. You know what? You're going to say, that's the reason. The reason doesn't apply to me. The reason doesn't apply in this circumstance. The reason doesn't apply in that circumstance. Chazal would purposely, so often, hide the tam hatakana, hide the tam hagzera. And you know what? Sometimes, a generation or two later, after the din drabana was universally accepted, now with confidence we can revisit the tam hatakana. But in real time, we're hesitant to do that, no? Because that might be the tam hatakana, but you know what? The halach is not limited to only if and when this reason applies. Then the halacha applies. And that was so clear. So yes, don't be surprised. You can have din and rabbanan, where generations later, they're uncertain as to why the din rabbanan was established, and the Gemara will have several different possibilities. Because you know what? The Chachamim deliberately concealed some of that information, because we want this din rabbanan to be universal, a lo plug, a batal tam, a batal takana. In such a case, therefore, deliberately, it was done in that fashion. So I'll tell you that, you know what? That's striking to me. No? You see a sugya, Kedushin Daf Yud Aleph. The Gemara says, Midarai Sarusa Basi Yacholas Betrumi, Drabana not. And the Gemara has two possibilities, Shemetashkin and Simpon. And the Gemara says, Maybinayu. What's the difference? And you know what's even more fascinating? The Gemara answers the Kasha. No? Ika Benayu. Kiba Masava Halach. Ika Benayu. Oh, I'll tell you Nafkamina. What happens if the Baal is Makabal Momin? He accepted upon himself Mumin, explicitly. Even if something surfaces that could be a possibility of Kedushei Taros, you know, this is irrevocable. This is an absolute issue. So, okay. Oh, so Simpon no longer applies. So we would allow his wife to go ahead and eat Truma right here and now. But Shemet Tashke is still considered to be a reality. Or what about Masar V'Halach, a flip nafkamina. Let's assume, it fits so well with the Hagdara. The concern is a Shemetashke. She's an Eishes Ish, but she's Beveis Aviyah. Let's assume she's no longer Beveis Aviyah. Masar V'Halach. She's left the Beis Av. So we still have to be concerned about Simpon, no? But Shemetashke? What's Shemetashke, no? Why is that a concern at all? So it's like incredible. The Gemara says, you know, I'll give you a few nafkaminas. My binayu, ika binayu, kiba masavalach. So in a word, you see a stunning chiddush, and that is that this din drabanan, that an eishes kohen is not allowed to eat truma, ad shetikanes l'chupa, is not a lo plug. If and when, if this is a concern, then yes, and if not, then not. Ooh, so this is like part of our short list of exceptional gzeiros drabanan, which were not instituted as a low plug. That's pretty fascinating, no? The vast majority of din drabanan. That, what do you mean? We don't just simply say my binayu. Here the Gemara says my binayu, ika binayu kiba masav halach. And therefore, you know, if Simpon applies, if, then yes. And if Shematashka applies, if, then yes. And if not, then not. If not, then not. That I would tell you alone should be a shir for a shir klali. No, that mechatesi. No? Well, where do you see that that's true? And then all of a sudden you come across a sugya later, Kedushin Daf Memhei, right? We haven't lost our sights on finishing the Masechta, no? Mirtz Hashem, that's going to be an important initiative for next Zaman, no? Finishing the Masechta, no? But Daf Memhei. The Gemara mentions the following. You have a young girl. Kid Shila Das Aviyah. Kid Shila Das Aviyah. Her father marries her off. Kid Shila Das Aviyah. Okay, very good. As beaten as that, good. You know, Holchav Yel Medina Sayam, and the father goes away. The father is on his trip. No, and guess what? Am Devenis says. The couple went forward with Nisuin. The father married her off. She's an Arusa. And the father now is not present. Holchav Medina Sayam. And all of a sudden, under the kitsha, Nisuin. Rav Asi says that she is not allowed to eat truma. This is a Bas Yisrael, who is an Eishes Kohen, kitsha l'das aviya, but hol chaviya l'medina seyon, amda v'nisays, so eino chalas b'truma, she can't eat truma. Why not? Rav Asi says the following, sheva yavo avimche. Maybe the father's going to come back and say, How in the world? No, you know what? I went away and all of a sudden, guess I missed the chuppah. I went away, you know. Shemi avav yimche. The father can object. And if the father objects, v'nimsa zara ocheles truma l'mafreya. No, Lashon HaGemara? No? And if the father objects, it turns out, you're not ready to eat truma. The father will come and he'll object. And it turns out l'mafreya that a zara is eating truma. A zara is eating truma. Wow, that's pretty stunning. Yeah. Chuppah also requires an element of das. Time to discuss. Not necessarily das davar shebe'erva. Not necessarily edus l'kima davar. The merchesus and beis aleph. Reb Chaim perek dalef achus yumachalitza. Right. Maybe nisun doesn't require the same das as erisin, but balkarcho without. Without the consent of the woman, in this case, without the father's awareness, Shema Yavav Yimche, and the Nimsazar Ocheles Petrum La Freya. So Tosus points out, no, Dharmas Vadim, let's tone things down a little bit, Tosus says, no. Zara, not a Zara, really, no. Midarai Sarusa Basi Sola Ocheles Petruma. No? Even if the father objects, he can object to step two, the Nisuin, but Kid Shel Das Aviya. He can't object to the Erusin. He facilitated the Erusin. No, she is an absolute Arusa. So our worst case scenario was not a Zara Midaraisa is eating Truma. No, she's entitled Midaraisa. Right, so tells Enochinami. When the Gemara presents in such a dramatic way, Nimsa Zara Chelos Truma Freya, it means one who is not entitled to eat Truma. Derabanan. Midaraisa, of course she can eat truma. But at she kanes the chuppah. And if the Baal will object to the chuppah so that we haven't reached that step, so it doesn't mean mamish azara who is eating truma, which is nisa daraisa. It means drabanan. Because as if, yeah, okay. But you ready for this? So Tosas, okay. We're not dealing with the din daraisa. Din drabanan. Okay, fine. But Tosas raises the following. You ready? Why Drabanan is she not allowed to eat truma? Shemetashke or Simpon? Tosa says, neither reason applies, no? Shemetashke. She's living together with her husband. They had Nisun already. Okay, so good. The father will come and maybe he'll object to the Nisun. You know, you should have waited till I came home. Okay. Shemetashke. How's that different from Masav Halach? Masav Halach does not mean Yisuin. No. Simpon. They had Nisuin already. No. they underwent Nisuin. All of a sudden now what? Something is going to surface, meaning what? There was a physical defect that was not known after Erisin. Am Devenises. So there is no Shemetashke. There is no Simpon, no? Tosus, no? So Tosus says, why are you getting so excited, no? Lo plug. Lo plug, Tosus says. What are you asking all these kashas for, no? Midaraisa Rusa, yes, midarabani, you need a nisua. And if the nisuan is not nisuan, she can't eat truma. You're telling me, but the reason of Shematashka doesn't apply? The reason of Simpo doesn't apply? Okay, lo plug, lo chilkul chachamim, Tosu says. Lo chilkul chacham ben arusa la rusa. No? That's like so stunning, no? You see Tosu's kasha. And the answer is, lo chilkul chachamim. It's mafurish against the Gemara. That's what I would have said. Lo chilkul chachamim, you know? Yeah, but you know what? That's not going to work if you learn daf yud and daf yud aleph. No? Mai binayu, ika binayu, kiba masav halach. No? Yeah, of course a lo plug. No. But the Gemara says, not a lo plug. No? That's a pretty heavy kasha. No? That's an akasha of the Nesivas. In the Beis Yaakov, the Chibur of the Nesivas and Ksuvas and daf nunches. That's the Nesivas' kasha. Wow. That's the Nesivas' kasha. What in the world, you know? Tosus asks such a stark akasha. And the answer seems to be clear, hello plug. Everything fine and good, but it's mamish against the Gemara. Mamish against the Gemara, no? That's what we all would have said. No, but the Gemara doesn't say that. Mai binayu, ika binayu, kima wasamalak, hello plug. This is not a low plug, not a low plug. Wow. So the Nesivish just writes, you know, you have to assume this is a very fundamental issue. This is a very fundamental issue. And this really is a tension between the sugyas. This is not at all obvious. And the answer to this question is, it depends. You know what? Was the din drabanan of Ein Arusa Bas Yisrael L'Chalas B'Truma Ad Shetikanesh L'Chuppah, was that instituted as a low plug or was it not? You know what the answer is? That's a very heavy machlokas. That's a very heavy machlokas. The Sigin Kedushin of Memhei is assuming that that was typical of Gzeris, which is a low plug. And the Gemara Kedushin Daf Yud Aleph is assuming that's not true. These Sugyas and the Sivas Rai do not go together. Do not go together. And this is a very fundamental machlokas, whether this is a low plug or whether indeed it's not. And a machlokas between who and whom. Okay, Kedushin Yud Aleph, Kedushin Memhei. Yeah, but between who and whom? No, who? Where is this coming from? Oh, so that's where the Beis Yaakov is in Ksuvas and Daf Nun Ches. You know where this is coming from? Ksuvas, Daf Nun Zayin. The Mishnah Rishon and the Mishnah Achrona. The Mishnah Rishon and Mishnah Achrona. Ksuvas Daf Beis. No? Erisin and Yisuin, right? We're not done simultaneously. Erisin, yes. And sometime later, Nisuin would occur. And all of a sudden, what happens? Hachem said, look, we're going to give you time. We're going to be very patient. We'll give you a year, you know, in order to get things together, finish all your requirements, write that paper, and now you can go. Good? Okay. But you know what? Higi hazman v'lo niseis. Higi hazman v'lo niseis. You know what? The time already has come. So, the Mishnah Rishona. The earlier window of Tanaim. The Mishnah Rishona. He says, Ocheles Mishalo. The Chachamim are now going to insist, you know what? You, the Baal, you have a Chiyuv Mezonos. Even though, typically speaking, the Chiyuv Mezonos is not going to kick in until Nisuin, and you did not have Nisuin as of yet, but come on, you're dragging, you're delaying. He gives man v'lo niseis. You know what? So, Ocheles Mishalo. You have to support your wife. And a Chiddush. And if indeed you are providing her and you are supporting, Ocheles Petruma. And you know what? You're a Kohen and you have a Chiyuv Mizonos, so you can provide her with Truma as well. Oh, and now you have a second layer, a Mishnah Achrona. Not true. Truma. Ad Shetikanes L'Chuppah. So that's mamish, the day is in Tanaim. A year already has passed, and Higia Hazman, and the Chachamim now are insisting on a chiyuv mezonos. Does that mean a person is allowed to go ahead and to eat truma? Wow. That's the Mishnah Yishon, Mishnah Achrona. So Nasiva suggests the following Kiddush. He thinks that is the issue at stake in the Mishnah Yishon and the Mishnah Achrona. Whether this is a low plug or whether indeed it is not a low plug. Number one is as follows. You're dealing with a Baal who did not as of yet, undergo Nisim. But the Chamer insisting, he has to go ahead and support. So you know what? If he has to go ahead and support her as though it was Kenisu and Damya, so, duch kumiyachidla. You know, he's going to do so in a very measured way, a very specific way. Duch kumiyachidla, of the sugya daf nun zayin. And that means he's going to set aside the food that is necessary. And the Nesivus writes, he thinks that means that we no longer have to be concerned with Shem Atashka. Because Gemara is clear that duch kumiyachidla. It's already a year later. The Chamim are imposing a chiyuv mezonos. Oh, what about the concern of Shem Atashka? Apparently not. If there was a concern of Shem Atashka, why would they say, Ocheles Petruma? How do you solve that problem? Well, apparently, look, that you know what? He's being obligated to do so. He's going to do so in a measured fashion. So we don't have to be concerned. Otherwise, how can the Mishnah Rishona say, Ocheles Petruma? What about these concerns? Okay. What about Simpon? Then Yeshiva says the same thing is true based on that sugya. That you know what? In this case, there's no concern of Simpon. Well, they didn't really have any soon, yes. Just Higia Hazman. Yeah, but if Higia Hazman, and a year has passed, and the Chacham are insisting he has to go ahead and support, there the Gemara says, no, he's going to make sure that there isn't a concern of Mumin. He'll do whatever bedikah is necessary. He won't do it directly. I'll do that indirectly. You know, maybe, you know, everything went so fast, so short. You know, maybe he's unaware that, you know what, there's a mum. Yeah, but you know what? This is a year, and we're imposing a chiyuv mezonos. So you know what? That he will see to it al yedei acherim before he goes ahead and puts forth the mezonos that there are no mumim. Okay? So Nesiva says, he thinks it's clear from that sugi internally, that in order for the Mishnah Rishona to say that Ocheles Mishalon, Ocheles Betruma, that we don't have to be concerned of any chashos. How is that possible? Either because Ducha Miyachidha, if it's an issue of Shemitashke, or because of Simpkon, the Bidikaschutz will be sufficient. Okay. And what does the Mishnah Achrona? Absolutely not, despite Eina Acheles Petruma. Wow, so that's what the Nesivus writes in that short piece. That you know what? That this already is a Dian in Tanaim about whether this halacha is a low plug or whether it's not. And Eina Chinami, that Ula and Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda are going to weigh in on the Tama Takana. But this issue as to whether it is a low plug or whether it is not, that already was subject to the Mishnah Rishona and the Mishnah Achrona, Machlokes Tanaim. So the Nesivus writes, it's true. You have sugyas and shas. You know what? Kedushin Daf Yet Aleph and Kedushin Daf Memhei. That seem to be at odds in terms of whether this is a low plug or whether it's not a low plug. Oh, so you know what? Yeah, this is a Machlokes Tanaim. And a Machlokes Amoraim as to the Tam. And now the further Machlokes, whether indeed this is a low plug or whether it is not. That's the Chiddush Nesivus and Beis Yaakov and Ksuvus and Daf Noches. That's where the Nesivus begins. Beautiful. That's where the Nesivus ends. Magnificent. Now, the Nesivus doesn't explain and what underlies this Machlokes. Why should one assume that this is a low plug? Or why should one assume that it's not a low plug? That the Nesivus doesn't weigh in. He just says, you see, let's just put the pieces together. You have a Mishnah Rishona, you have a Mishnah Achrona, you have Ula, you have a Shmuel Rabbi Yehuda, you have Kibbutz Masav HaHolach, Kitchelet HaSaviha. So the structure is that yes, no, and that is indeed the Machlokes. And just to take it a step further, and what is the issue at hand as to whether this is Otherwise, this is not unclear. Unclear. So perhaps the following. The issue of lo plug, I would tell you, doesn't start with gzeros drabanan. You know, this is also an issue on a level of daraisa, no? This is also level of daraisa. You know, if for example, a person can suggest that a reason doesn't apply, does indeed the halacha apply? You know, that should not only be limited to dinim drabanan. That's something which is even more basic, even to dinim daraisa. You know, that Rav Yosef Engel often quotes, no? That lekako simin ches, about a siyag daraisa. Part of that simin is also lo plug daraisa. Lo plug daraisa. Take a look there and take a look in the footnotes, right, in the simin ches. No? At the haros in the end of the sefer. No? What's the story with dinim daraisa? With dinim daraisa? You know, when you look in the sugya of Masiyat al Kupta Esav, the Gemara discusses, you know, a fundamental machlokas, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, Darshin in time of Dekra, Lord Darshin in time of Dekra. This isn't the theme for the Shir, but it's important for the structure, no? For structure. That, you know what, Rabbi Shimon is an unusual shita. That if we are convinced that this is the reason for a din daraisa, wow, we can limit or expand the scope of the halacha based on the reason, based on the reason. And that's something which is really shocking almost, no? You know? If the Torah says the following, that losach bo beg an almana, you know, an almana is coming to you in need, and she needs a loan, and she's coming to you for funds, so don't go ahead and demand a collateral from her as you would in a typical hava. So ask you a very simple question. Does that only apply to an almana who is an aniya, or even to an almana who is an ashira? She's exceedingly wealthy. She's borrowing to invest. I'm really not allowed to. That's machlokas, Rabbi and Rabbi Shimon. Amana ben shnei ashira iman ashkenasa. Well, the sheet of Rabbi Huda. The Torah says no. The answer is no. And Rabbi Shimon says no. Darshin and time of the Kara. Isn't it obvious that the reason we're treating this amana differently is because this unfortunate woman is coming to you in need? You know what? It's not appropriate. It's not appropriate. But it really applies to an amana ashira. That's such a stunning machlokes. And the Gemara asks the following question. Rabbi Yehuda says, what do you mean? That the Torah says no, the answer is no. Don't tell me the reason is this. And so the Gemara is bothered by the following. But Metziah Kuf Tesva. No. A melech lo yar b'lanashim. Lo yar b'lanashim. Because if a melech has excessive wives, you know what? They will steer him from the Derech HaTorah. From the Derech Hashem. Rabbi Yehuda says, Yisa, ubuvad shelo yeh mesiras hasnid. Wow. You know, he can have many wives. As long as he makes sure, no, the resume, no, the right school, the right training. You know what? That's not going to happen, no? The yasla vava. Wow. So the Gemara is bothered. What, Rabbi Yehuda is the one who says, Darshin in time of Dekra, Osakla begramana. So what do you mean, lo yarbala nashim? So the Gemara makes a very fundamental teretz. There's a world of difference. In the Sachba Begar Amana, the Torah doesn't provide the tam. The Torah doesn't provide the tam. Rabbi Yehuda Shita is, if the Torah doesn't provide the tam, mechateisi, what right do you have to say? This is the reason? And it only applies here and not there. But if the Torah provides the tam, the Rabban Hashim, the Torah builds the tam into, then the Gemara says something striking. That, you know what? That Rabbi Yehuda will admit Darshin and time of the Krah. When the Torah provides and builds the tam into, why do you think the Torah is doing that? Not just simply for tamei hamitzvos and esek b'Torah, but there the tam becomes part of the very fabric, the very fiber of the halacha. That's something which is stunning. A corollary, no, that Orach Laner, the Bikur Yaakov, the Bach, Tafresh Kafei, when the Torah tells you to do a mitzvah saseh, and the Torah builds the tam into the mitzvah saseh, laman, 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 you know what? You better have that in mind. You better have that in mind. If the Torah says do this in order to remember that, you can't just do this and not remember that. The reason is built into. And that's why, pretty stunning, no? In Perechese of Arachayim, Hilchos Tzitzis, Perechafei of Arachayim, Hilchos Tefillin, Tafresh Kafei, Hilchasukka. In all three places, the Mechaber goes out of his way and explains the reason behind Tzitzis, Tefillin, and Sukkah. In Sukkah, Hof Simin is the reason behind Sukkah. Yeah, the Bach writes, because what's the common denominator in all three cases? Leman. Leman. No? Wow. Leman Yedir Aseichem. Leman Tizkru. Leman Tiyatoros Hashem Beficha. No? So you're putting on your tefillin. You better have in mind, no? Leman Tiyatoros Hashem Beficha. The Torah Hashem should always be with you. And you better have in mind Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. Because the Torah says, put on tefillin in order to be mindful of the primacy of Torah and Yetzias Mitzrayim. And if you don't do that, Bechor Yaakov writes, you're not Yotzei. You're not Yotzei. And the Bach writes, you're not fully Yotzei. You're not Yotzei L'chadchila. Mishra Brewer writes, Simin Samach, like that as well. Maybe that kavanah is not Ma'akev. Mishra Brewer writes, the kavanah, mitzvah strichas kavanah is likuvah. The tier of kavanah in terms of Tamei HaMitzvah is the Din L'chadchila. But that's pretty important. That's pretty important. No, every day tzitzis, every day tefillin, every sukkahs. No, have in mind the why question, not just simply the what question. The why question, that's something which is critical. But that's a very important structure, no? That means that if the Tam is built in, the Tam is built in, that means that that's not just simply a why question. That's a what question. What is the din? What is the din? And if the reason doesn't apply, lo yabel nashim, perhaps the halacha is not going to apply. If that's not true, then, of course, the lo plug. Osachba beger amana. Even if the reason is because of an amana aniya, yeah, but so that's a very important construct, no? That if the reason is built into, yes, then one could argue, you don't need a minyan atla hatira. Then you could argue that batal tam, batal takana. If the reason is independent of, that's the starting point. That, what do you mean? This is an absolute lo plug. And therefore, you have no right to assume. And this, of course, is true when it comes to dinim drabanan. Dinim drabanan. When Chazal institute dinim drabanan, you know what? I'll ask myself the following. Of course, every din drabanan has a reason. Din drabanan are not, what, irrational? Of course, there's a reason for. There must be a reason for, no? If there isn't a legitimate reason for, Lachem have no right to do that, no? That would be an Isra Baltosif, the Rambam, no? Berak Beis and Vilchus Mamrim. Of course there has to be a clear guide and reason for Xeros and Takanos. Isn't that obvious? Okay. But I'm going to ask you the following question. Of course there's a reason. But is the reason built in? Is the reason built in? Or is the reason, yes, necessary? Of course it's necessary. But you know what? But the takana, the gzeira, the din d'rabbanan takes on a life of its own independent of the reason. You know, when it comes to dinim d'araisa, maybe there's a way I can figure this out. You know, let me look in the pasuk. Is the tam mefurish b'kra? Is it not mefurish b'kra? There's a shita mekubetzes and bava metzia daf tzadi, the Tosas Harash, that writes, even if it's not mefurish b'kra, but if it's obvious, it's obvious, then darshin in time d'kra. It's obvious. Why do you think the Torah says, lo safsam shobadisha? What's wrong with muzzling an am while he's working for you? Because it's very unfair, no? The Raiva, that's the makar of Tzar Bali Chaim. Oh, so Tosu Rasha, it's mafurish. It's such a beautiful mar makam, no? But haisa ochelesu masrezes. The animal is plowing, and I know if the animal eats this stuff, it's going to cause incredible pain to this animal. And you're going to tell me, no, there's nisr chasim. So mafurish in the Gemara. No, there's no Isr Chasima. No? Bichos in the Piapara. Because it's for the betterment of the animal that he not go ahead and partake. What do you mean? The Torah says no. What right do you have to say yes? What time of the Krah? Time of the Krah. So Shigvetzis writes, mafurish, Tosas Harash. That's so obvious. It's so self-evident. No? But the Torah has to tell you, don't muzzle an animal because it's not right. It's Tzar Bali Chaim. There, it's so obvious that it's true. That if it's obviously for the betterment of the animal, there's no Isra Chasima. Wow, that's pretty heavy. That's important. Maybe it doesn't have to be explicit, black and white. Maybe it has to reach the bar that it's evident. It's sofek. Okay. And in dinim derabanan, you know what I'm going to tell you? It's not as clear. And I'm going to play it safe. I'm going to assume, you know what, din derabanan or lo plug. Unless, you know, somehow we can demonstrate that it's built in. And admittedly, you know, if we were there when the Chum instituted the din derabanan, maybe we would have a good hint, no? Did they build this in? Did they not build this in? Was this part of the framework of the takana? Was it part of the fabric of the takana? Was it not? And that's not easy because the Chachamim very often conceal the reasons for things for us because, you know what? They don't want us to assume. I don't have to worry about that. Tosfos writes in Beitzin Daf Hei, some things that are so obvious. Let's say you have a takana lizman, Tosfos says. A takana lizman. For this window of time, you can't do this. Tosfos says, what, you need a minyan achala hatiro? When that expires, you have to now formally rescind? No, Tosfos says, if it's mam, that's Tosfos' kasha. The whole source of minyan hatiro is, heyein echonim, neshlosha sayamim, liyom ashlishi. Wasn't that built in? Why need a minyan achala hatiro? Because Tosfos says, it's clear if it's built in. You know what? We don't say that it survives until it's rescinded. And that's a very important machlokes. Now, to what extent? We discussed last year the Isra Malach and Erev Pesach, the Balamor, the Ramban, the Machamas, no? Does it have anything at all to do with Karban Pesach? The Isra Malach and Erev Pesach? And if it's driven by Karban Pesach, well, we don't have a Karban Pesach Bizlan Hazeh. So is there still an Isser Malacha, Me'ikar Hadin, Lachar Chatzos, and Erev Pesach? If you don't have a Karban Pesach, the horror of the Balamor? No? Is that so obvious? The reason is because Karban Pesach. We don't have a Karban Pesach. Your mama, she need a minyan achala hatiro. So admittedly, I'll tell you the following. It's not so clear. You know, when it comes to din rabbanan, you have to work, you know? The default position is lo plug. And if you're going to have to demonstrate, no. This is one of those unusual cases. Built in. You know what? I'm going to ask you mechatesi. How do you know that that's true? And I'm going to want to hear good riots, no? That I can tell you this is built in. So it's hard to have like an overarching cloud. Well, I'll be very appreciative if you give me one. No? But hard to have an overarching cloud. Let me ask you for a minor cloud. No? A tshuva sarashin klal beis. Magen Avraham quotes this halacha in Siman Tes. Let's assume that you're dealing with a din derabanan like that's extraordinary, you know? Yevamos tatzadi. Let's assume you're dealing with a din derabanan of yesh koach v'yach hachamim lakor dover menator. It's something we would never do. You know? But the circumstance is so pressing that our hands are tied. We have no choice. Then the Chachamim have a right to tell you, you know, like, Yesh koach biyad chacham lakar davar min haTorah. The Rambam perek beis of Hilchos Marmim. Kishem sha rofe chote ever echad. You know? A doctor says, Rachman l'slan, we had to sacrifice a limb to save the body. You know? You'll turn to the doctor. Was that really necessary? You know, I'll tell you. Low plug. No? This is what he always does. Because you know what? Can you have a low plug in Akira 7 minutes? That's a Chivas Russian synthesis. That's a fascinating context. That's true. You know, the Gemara writes that if you have a linen garment, don't put any tzitzis on a linen garment. Sadam tzitzis. Yavam of tzitzis obeys. Don't put any tzitzis on the linen garment. Because we're afraid. They know what's going to happen. It's going to result in an inappropriate violation of tzitzis and shabbos. Because you know what? People may go ahead and affix inappropriately wool strings to that linen garment, thinking they have tcheles and it's mutter. So in order to avoid a chashash of shatnis, guess what? The Chachamim said it's a low plug. Don't blow shofar. And Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos. And don't yet take your dalet minim sukkos on Shabbos. And don't put any tzitzis on a linen garment. On a linen garment. So the Rush writes that he was so surprised because he saw that there were people wearing a linen garment with tzitzis. A linen garment with linen tzitzis. A linen garment with linen tzitzis. The Gemara says no. The Gemara says no. So the upshot of the Tshuva Sarash is as follows. That's an Akira Stav Min HaTorah. That's an Akira Stav Min HaTorah. In an Akira Stav Min HaTorah, the Rush writes, we would not say Lo Plug Rabbanan. If the reason wouldn't apply, the Takana still remains. You know, it's reminiscent of the Bir Halacha. In Simon Shin Gimel, that's where the Mechaber writes, that maybe Bizman HaZeh, there's no Rishus HaRabbah. There's no Rishus HaRabbah. Because Rishus HaRabbah has to be so exacting to have exactly the configuration of the Machne Yisrael. So the Mechaber writes, maybe there is no Rishus. So Mishnah Bir Halach writes the following. So why then should we not be Tokei B'Shofar? If Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos? Why is it that we're not no-tell Dalet Minim? You know, so you're going to tell me an obvious answer? What do you mean? All that is a low plug? No? Mishabur doesn't even spell it out, but Pashup Shat the Tshuva Sarash. This is an Akira Stav Min HaTorah. And if something is an Akira Stav Min HaTorah, you know, the Tam has to be compelling. The Tam has to be relevant in real time. Oh, God, your community has an Erev, that's great, you know, but, you know. But, I guess there's no Rishus HaRabim. There's no Rishus HaRabim. There's no possibility of. But Ad Kedei Kach, that's the Tshuva Sarash. And that's what Tshuva Sarash writes, that in their time, if the Shash of Sad and Metzitzis didn't exist, so therefore, put on linen strings on a linen baguette. That's what the Rama writes in Siman Tes, right? You have a linen garment, put on linen strings. Yep, that's a very big chiddush. It's against the Gemara. No? That's what the Magen Avraham explains. That, so, in other words, when you have something that is Akira Stav Min HaTorah, isn't it obvious that the Tam is built in? The Tam is built into the Takana. There you can't say the Din Rabban has a life of its own. And the Tam was just the why question. Why did the Chacham do so, but not the what question? What was the Miskeres? What was the framework of the Din Rabbanan? Not when it comes to something which is an absolute Akira Stav Min HaTorah. That's a very, very fascinating Tshuva Sarash. Take a look, Klal Beis. It's quoted in Shulchan Aruch and Siman Tes. There, take a look. Mechab Rama, Magen Avraham. Let me ask you the following question. We're describing that there's a fundamental machlokes as to whether the Din Drabanan that insists that an Eishes coin only eats Truma Mishitikanes L'Chupa. And that's a Machlokas in the Sivas writes Tanayim. Oh, Machlokas Amarayim. Sugyas, Yud Aleph Mem Hei. And what's the nature of that Sugya? Oh, the Nesivas writes, to what extent do we argue that this is a low plug? Is it like the vast majority that it's, of course it's a low plug? Or do we argue, no, that really is not true? This is not a case of a low plug. You know, we would typically argue, of course it's a low plug. Unless you're going to argue, you know what? That there's something compelling to argue that built into the takana is the reason. For example, our klal katan, no? The Tshuva Sarash and Klal Beis, if something really has elements of Akira Stav Min HaTorah. Akira Stav Min HaTorah. Wow. So let me ask you the following question. You can take a look. This is briefly discussed in the Zera of Ram Menachem Zemba, not in this context. But Sibin Ches of Katan Gimel. A Kohen each true. Kohen each true. Is that a mitzvah sachila? A mitzvah sachila? So, the hour's late. Let's assume yes. No? The Rambam writes, it's part of a mitzvah v'achilas kodshim. Even kodshi ha'gvul. The Rambam writes, in Ilchus Brachos, you know what? The koi makes a bracha na'achilas truma. The koi makes a bracha na'achilas truma. It's part of a mitzvah v'achilas kodshim. Achilas truma, kodshi ha'gvul. A mitzvah. Wow. Not just simply a matir, But a mitzvah, we've discussed in the past, maybe hafrash is not just simply a matir, but maybe there's a mitzvah safrasha. Is there a mitzvah sachil of truma? Seems to me, Rambam, absolutely, yes, mefurish, indeed, that's true. You know what? Cohen has truma. And he has, you know what? Some of this truma is karshine truma. It's animal fodder. Animal fodder, no? Oh, so, you know, I'll give it to my animal to eat. Ah, you know, I see the animal is like reacting, no? The animal's getting all excited. The animal puts on the yarmulke, not like, I say, what, you know? He said, a mitzvah sachila. You know what? You'll probably tell the animal, I hate to disappoint you. No, not a mitzvah sachila. Not a mitzvah, a heter achila. A heter achila, no? I would have thought that maybe giving truma to a behema is b'mechal the kedusha sa truma. You know what the answer is? Certain types of truma, yes. It's not called chilul kedusha truma to give it to the animal. When the behemas kohen partakes of that, that's not a mitzvah sachila. That's a heter achila. It's not called chilul kedusha sa truma. When a kohen goes ahead and eats it, the Rambam writes it's a form of achilas kadshim. No, so be careful how you present this. No. Let's an eishes coin. No, a mitzvah sachila, a heter achila. A mitzvah sachila, a heter achila. No, be careful with the mashal. No, mitzvah sachila, a heter achila. It's like the kohen who's eating truma, a kedusha. Yeah. Is it really true? A fascinating din. Does the eishes kohen have a tosefes kedusha? You know, she's going to give birth to this young baby who has a kedushas kohen. You know, is there any element of an ishto kegufo that means that there's an element of kedusha? Or could one argue that, you know what, that achilas truma of an eishes kohen is a heter achila? A heter achila. Is it obvious it's a mitzvah sachila? Maybe I can go out on a limb, hours late, but let's talk about this. Could one possibly distinguish between Erisin and Nisuin? No? Could one even argue, you know why, that they're different parshios about an Arusa and an Nisua? Not just because of that magnificent Or Sameach, maybe an Afgamina, Truman Sharmatanos, but maybe fundamentally. Maybe I could argue, you know, there is a concept of a Tosefes Kedusha, an Isha Kedusha, Se'ero Zulishto. No? Maybe one could argue that's true at Nisuin. No? After Erisin as a Kenyan Kaspa, is it so obvious that Arusa Bas Yisrael, who doesn't really have the full status of, let's say, a Kohenes, is it so obvious that that is a mitzvah sachila? Or could one possibly argue that that's a heter achila? So that's some homework I'll give you, no? But fascinating possibility, no? That's a dina Menachem Zema. Right? The Ashes Kohen who eats. Is that like the Kohen who eats? Or is that a heter achila? A heter achila. Rav Nachman Zema doesn't now. Oh, so I'll tell you the following. When the Chachamim declared no, even though the Torah says yes, Arusa Basi Chalos Petrum, but the Chachamim say no, because we're concerned about Simpon and Shemitashka. We have to be concerned. The Chachamim said no. Would you call that an Akira Stavrminata? Would you call that an Akira Stavrminata? You tell me that, you know, there's a mitzvah of tzitzis that you cannot fulfill. I understand. There's a mitzvah of shofar you can't fulfill. The mitzvah of lulav you can't fulfill. That's mamish and akira sefer. If there's a mitzvah sachila shum that you can't fulfill, okay, maybe you'll argue, it's still a fit. Achiyuv, akiyam, okay. Let's assume, for example, it's just a heter achila. A heter achila, like karshine truma. Is it so obvious when the achamim say, no, let's be patient. Let's wait until nisun. Because we're concerned with shematashker simpon. Is it so obvious that I would characterize that as an akira sevamenatar? Food for thought. No? And the tshuva sarash, if something is an akira sevamenatar, be very careful about applying the concept of lo plug chachamin, lo plug rabbanim. No? Because there, the tam is built into the very fabric of. And the Nesivos does not give the entire beer. The Nesivos just writes, it's clear, he says, that this is a machlokas tanaim and amaraim, whether ad shetikanes the chuppah was a lo plug or whether it's not. But perhaps that underlies, right, those elements of the diyun, of the machlokas. If I were to make a din d'rabbanan that a kohen is not allowed to partake of kod shmi or kod shiagvul, I would call that a kiras of menatah. If it's A, an aishas kohen, and B, it's an aishas kohen only after erisin, where you don't really have that she'ero zuishto, the ishto kegufo, right? You have just kinyan kaspo. Is it so obvious that I would label that as a mitzvah sachila and argue that any no, the reason has to be absolute and cannot be instituted as a low plug? Perhaps that is the assumption of the Gemara and Kedushin Daf Yud Aleph of my binayu. This cannot be a low plug. And therefore, you better make sure that the reasons of Shemitashka or Simpon still apply, as opposed to what Tosus writes in Daf Mem Hei, that others, Machlokas Tanayim, Mishnah Achrona, Mishnah Rishona, wow, that you know what, that, no, this was like every other Takana, instituted as a form of a low plug. So perhaps what underlies this is more than meets the eye. Now that a fascinating din d'oraisa, the reasons for the din d'rabbanan, and perhaps a significant machlokas to what extent those din d'rabbanan instituted as a low plug, as Tosfos writes in Daf Mem Hei, or the poshut pshat in the Gemara of Kilmosav Halach, that indeed that's not the case of my binayu and ikka binayu with his absolute nafkaminas. Take a look if you can that Shuvas Harash, it's very, very significant. In the broader sugya of when did Chazal feel it was necessary to build the Tam into the fabric, the fiber of the Din d'Rabbanan, and when do we assume that, look, that's very important. There's a why question to every Takana, but detached, independent of the Hagdara of the Takana or the Gzera itself.